The church's handling of clerical sexual abuse of minors has returned to the forefront of world attention in recent weeks, with many decades-old cases receiving new and intense media scrutiny. Chris Altieri spoke with the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Donald Wuerl, about the U.S. bishop's ongoing response to the crisis, as well as the role of Rome, and especially the man who would become Pope Benedict XVI, in the continuing effort to secure justice for victims and repair the clerical and ecclesial culture.
My first reaction was, how could this have happened? How could have there been abusive priests reassigned? And then that led to an enormous amount of soul searching. We immediately enacted strenuous measures, very, very strenuous measures. Immediately, the bishops put into effect a policy that would, the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People. And again, this put the victim first. It made it possible, thanks to the intervention of the Holy See, our Holy Father then, Pope John Paul II, and the guidance of then Cardinal Ratzinger, we were able to get the essential norms that changed church law and reformed her legal processes to facilitate the removal of priests involved in the sexual abuse of minors in a very expeditious and decisive manner. Now, this brings us to something that really doesn't get a lot of coverage. In fact, is almost ignored in the press here in the United States. And that is the role that our Holy Father has played in focusing attention on the needs of victims. I think the Holy Father has set the example of how we have to reach out to those that suffer.